A reading from Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men.
Well, I think to understand this, you have to understand the properties of salt. So since I don't, you might.
Well, there's the obvious one. Salt brings taste to food. It's a world commodity that's highly valued. Every society is longing to get salt. In fact, where we lived in Mali, the ancients had this great practice that was called silent barter. Salt was so important to them. Near Timbuktu, people would come with big slabs of salt that had been mined from the desert and leave them at a crossroads. And then they would come back days later and there'd be bags of gold that had been left there as a means of paying for that salt. It was so valuable. And so not only taste, the value in Africa is it preserves.
Right.
Salt has that ability to take food when you don't have refrigeration and allow you to keep it for a longer time and to be able to use it. It remains useful to you. And so salt is both brings taste, but also a preserving, cleansing value.
So this is kind of a metaphor that Jesus is using, or a comparison. So how does it work here? You are the salt of the earth. So what are you preserving, or what are you enhancing, I guess?
Well, he's just finished talking about the Beatitudes, and he's giving kind of this kingdom ethic of how to live. When you live out the kingdom of God, you become a preserving value to the world. Your presence preserves that righteousness that he's talked about. And I would say there's another element. You remain tasty. The world's going to want to know why there's this quality to your life, and they're going to ask about what makes you different. And so you have the opportunity to speak about this kingdom that you're pursuing and the king who is behind the kingdom.
One of the things that happens to my poor brain is that when you're talking, you say, it's tasty, I immediately think of something I know in the Bible. In this case, taste and see that the Lord is good, which is from Psalm 34.
That's interesting, because how do people taste and see that God's good? Often through observing somebody else's life and how God has been good to them. And you've reminded me of another passage when Paul talks about the believers praying that an open door would come for his message, that he would speak it rightly. And he says, when you're speaking to others, let your conversation be seasoned with salt. It's interesting because seasoned with salt means it's tasty. If it has too much salt, it destroys the taste. And so when we are tasty, when we're reflecting God, come and see, come and taste that the Lord is good, we're making him something that, or someone who's attractive to the others who are looking on.